Welcome back to the Thinking Crypto Podcast, your home for cryptocurrency news and interviews. If you're new here, please hit that subscribe button as well as a thumbs up button and leave a comment below. If you're listening on a podcast platform such as Apple or Spotify, please give me a 5-star rating. This content is brought to you by Uphold, which is a great platform that makes it easy to buy, sell, trade, and earn cryptocurrencies. Uphold also has precious metals and U.S. equities, and you can easily swap between these assets. So you can trade between crypto, precious metals, and U.S. equities at a click of a button. It's a really unique feature, and I've been using Uphold for years, and I still use them to this day. They have 10-plus million users, 200-plus cryptocurrencies, and they are available in 150 countries. So if you'd like to learn more, please visit the link in the description. It helps support the channel. Thank you so much. Guys, big news today. I mean, huge. The Bank of England has pivoted and they will start quantitative easing again. Quantitative easing, also known as QE, also known as turn the money printer on. They're going to be printing more money. And if the Bank of England is doing this, you can expect other major central banks around the world, such as the Fed, will be doing the same. So here, Anthony Pompliano said, the Bank of England just announced they are pivoting and returning to QE. Eventually, every central bank will have to return to loose monetary policy. Peter Schiff, Goldbug, who we know he's a Bitcoin hater, but he has a good perspective on the markets. He said, the Bank of England has already pivoted as collapsing bond prices and rising rates threaten a financial crisis. The BOA announced a new QE program to print pounds and buy gilt. Record UK inflation will now soar. Which central bank will blink next? Hint, it rhymes with Ted. And we know that's the Fed. So what does that mean? Let's go to the Bitcoin chart. Many of you know I've been sharing this model here. I know it's kind of like back of the napkin, little squiggly lines. But it's I'm not the best technical analysis, but analyst. But I am just looking at market cycles, and you can see here, like I said, playing out just like 2019 after the max pain zone of 2018, we could see a rally. I've been calling for that for the past 3 months, right? And I was expecting it next year. It could happen sometime this year, but most likely will happen next year, where Bitcoin rallies to maybe 40, 50,000, the alt pump, and we have a mini alt season. And then we go down to lower lows. I don't think we're going to new all-time highs. I could be wrong, and I would gladly be wrong because I'm here to make money. But if the Fed was to start again, and maybe it's a temporary quantitative easing similar to the Bank of England, what's going to happen? Asset prices will pump, right? That's how it's behaved historically. So if these central banks are going to start printing again, we're going to see asset prices go up, crypto, stocks, and so forth. And that could spark our rally. And the narrative is being formed here, right? That they are pivoting, they're reversing. So once the US does it, a lot of these other central banks around the world will also follow. So here's the headline. Bank of England intervenes with temporary QE to stem sell-off to restore market functionality. So they're very scared because there's recession, possible we could go into a depression. And the world could be turned upside down. I don't think they want that because, look, there's a political cycle here in the United States with the midterm elections coming up and all of that. So they will keep kicking the can down the road and keep printing. And, we'll see what happens with inflation. But once again, it's official. The Bank of England has pivoted. Let's see what the United States Fed, what they're going to do. And I think they will pivot. It could happen within the next 3 to 4 months. Now, billionaire Stan Druckenmiller, who is a big crypto investor now, he entered the market in 2020 following Paul Tudor Jones and buying Bitcoin and so forth. He said in a recent interview, cryptocurrency could have a renaissance if people lose trust in central banks. See what's happening? The narrative is forming. Central banks are a big part of the problem we have right now. Everybody's watching the Fed. And if people lose trust in the Fed, they're going to go to these different asset classes, right? Don't get me wrong. They're going to buy stocks and so forth, and they're going to go into crypto. So the narrative is being formed here for a pump, for a rally. And I'm ready for it. As I've been saying, we are in an accumulation zone. I've been dollar cost averaging, not financial advice. Do your own research. So I've been accumulating. We could go lower, but I'm looking at this as I'm not trying to get the bottom. I'm trying to get the bottom zone, the accumulation zone, because no one can call the bottom. No one can call the top. So when you learn these things, you'll know how to execute your strategy of buying the dip. Now, let's move ahead. We got some big news with Swift. Yes, Swift, which Ripple's trying to unseat, and Chainlink. Where are my Chainlink fans at? I've been bullish on Chainlink for years. You all know I have Link in my portfolio. I've talked about it a lot. And Chainlink is working with Swift on a cross-chain interoperability protocol to enable traditional financial players to access both digital and traditional asset classes on one network. Forget about Swift for a second. This is how good the Chainlink technology is. And I'm telling you, I'm so bullish on this project because I've seen the adoption they've been getting. If you guys remember, Google works with them and a bunch of other companies. A lot of blockchains are adopting their Oracle, their price feeds, and so forth. So this is big, guys, and I'm super, super bullish on Chainlink. So Swift, the interbank messaging system that allows for cross-border payments, is working with Chainlink, a provider of price feeds and other data to blockchains, on a cross-chain interoperability protocol called CCIP in an initial proof of concept. CCIP will enable Swift messages to instruct on-chain token transfers, helping the interbank network to be able to communicate across all blockchain environments. This will help accelerate the adoption of distributed ledger technology, blockchains, and benefit various institutions across capital markets. Chainlink co-founder Sergey Nazarov said at the SmartCon 2022 conference in New York City on Wednesday. So this is huge. Huge, huge. And by the way, I'm going to be interviewing someone from Chainlink soon. One day I hope to get Sergey Nazarov, but I'm going to ask them about the Swift partnership. And also they have an upcoming staking feature, which is going to be huge in my opinion. So blockchain, this article is from today, by the way, blockchain data provider Chainlink launches programs to reduce costs ahead of staking of its token. The popular blockchain Oracle's network's new build and scale program set the stage for the Link token staking to begin in December 2022. So, if you're a Link token holder, staking coming, that's pretty big, and I'm excited for that. So once again, I'm super bullish on this project. Now, let's move ahead. We got some big updates here with Circle, which has created and runs the stablecoin USDC. Which I think will eventually be the dominant stablecoin because they have the US regulatory backing, they have transparency, we know what collaterals they have on their books. Obviously, Tether is the largest right now, but Tether is outside of the United States and has been constantly facing problems. So native USDC on Cosmos to fill vacuum left by Terra's UST stablecoin. Collateralized USDC is assuming a role formerly held by Terra's algorithmic UST stablecoin, raising questions as to whether decentralized finance can mature with decentralized money at its core. So Circle said Wednesday it had plans to launch its USD coin, USDC stablecoin, the second largest, dollar-backed stablecoin by market capitalization, natively on Cosmos in early 2023. The announcement came alongside news that Circle would begin issuing USDC natively on four other ecosystems in addition to Cosmos. So this is big, guys. Stablecoins are going to be a big part of the token economy. And I think the US will back Circle and the USDC stablecoin because, once again, they're regulated. And they're on like a ton of blockchains now. So really big news. Now, let's talk about CBDCs, guys. There's a ton of news around CBDCs lately, which makes me think we're going to see the digital dollar very, very soon. And other central banks and world governments are going to issue theirs. And it could be, I'm not saying it is, could be part of how they fix the economic problems we have now by putting everything on the blockchain. Instant transfers, everything's they can burn coins or dollars or whatever it is and give money to people, liquidity very fast. I don't know what the solution is, but I think CBDCs are going to be a part of that. But obviously there's going to be some issues there because I've been interviewing different people about this. Fed Chair Jerome Powell actually said this week U.S. central bank digital currency would not be anonymous. That's not good. They're going to see everything that we do, buy, sell, and so forth. And, you know, some people might get confused about my position. I am not a fan of CBDCs. It's not like I'm begging for it and I want it, but I do see that there's no way to stop it. It's coming. No, even the Bitcoin people who, you know, they constantly say, avoid CBDCs, run for the hills, use Bitcoin. They know they can't stop it. Yes, you have Bitcoin and other cryptos as alternatives, but this thing is coming. This train has left the station. It's just a matter of how they're going to set it up and, you know, are we going to lose our right to privacy and things like that. But it's coming. But what I do see as far as benefits is the government's going to educate people about blockchain and how this works. And that's going to be beneficial for crypto, right? It's just going to remove the knowledge or the barrier of people not having trust in this asset class and not understanding it and providing the knowledge to them. So I think it's bullish for crypto. Here's the headline from today. Central banks of Israel, Norway, and Sweden team up to explore retail CBDC. Results of the project run by the Bank of International Settlements are expected in the first quarter of 2023. I think this thing's coming soon, guys. Next year, we could see CBDCs rolling out, and we know China has theirs going already. And it's going to be very interesting to see which blockchains these things are being built on. We know the XRP Ledger, Ripple's, you know, they've talked to different central banks. You know, Algorand has been piloted, and there's probably others. So we'll see. But like I said, I'm not a fan of CBDCs, but I ain't a dummy where I'm going to be like, la, 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 stick my head in the ground, right? I hate CBDC. It's coming. So we got to see what's going to roll out. And like I said, I think it's going to be beneficial for the crypto market for sure. Now, let's talk about some Ripple lawsuit items. Eleanor Tourette, who I'll be interviewing soon, of Fox Business, she apparently got a copy of Bill Hinman's public calendar covering his entire tenure while at the SEC. She said it's extensive, 189 pages worth of which I am now combing through. But here are some standouts. And then she, you know, talked about Hinman meeting with Consensus, A16Z. And, you know, this is not to say anything bad about A16Z or Consensus. Rather, it shows, once again, the conflicts of interest. Hinman gave a speech that Ethereum is not a security, and clearly it had an ICO. So at a certain point, it was a security. And I'm not saying Ethereum today is a security. I hold Ethereum. What I am saying is that Hinman and the SEC is the problem, because clearly there was some potential you know, conflict here and possible corruption. We don't have all the details, but clearly he got warnings from the SEC ethics office with Simpson Thatcher meeting with them, and they were part of the Ethereum Alliance and so forth. So a lot of details are starting to come out. However, what's interesting, the SEC redacted and left certain meetings off, and folks like John Deaton called them out. So the SEC trying to pull a quick one as usual. And I can't believe that this is a government agency and this is how they operate and they're supposed to have integrity. Shame on them. It's pathetic. Now, Matic, Polygon Matic. I am bullish on Matic. I know I've been talking about Matic a lot. Very bullish on Matic. And here, the co-founder of Polygon, he tweeted out, Robinhood launches full-blown DeFi wallet with access to popular DeFi protocols. Excuse me, like Uniswap, Polygon, Balancer, and many more. And this is powered by the Polygon blockchain. And once again, the native token is Matic. So we continue to see the adoption of Polygon, and that is a layer two solution for Ethereum. Very, very bullish on this. It's just like Chainlink. I'm accumulating it. I'm buying the dips, and I'm trying to get an interview with Sandeep or the other co-founder and try to, you know, learn about what they're doing. Remember, Starbucks selected them, Coca-Cola, Disney. This is real world adoption. So even if you hate Polygon or Matic, just you can't deny the facts of the adoption here. Now, Gemini, the crypto exchange owned by the Winklevoss twins, today they announced a partnership with Betterment. So this is pretty cool. Today, we are excited to announce a partnership with Betterment, the largest independent digital investment advisor in the U.S., to begin offering crypto investment portfolios to customers across its retail and advisor offerings. So the infrastructure for more people to come into this asset class is being built, not just for retail, but for institutional as well, right? We saw BlackRock do their thing. We know Citadel, Fidelity, and Charles Schwab are building their own crypto exchange. We saw NASDAQ not too long ago said they're going to launch crypto custody. So things are moving in the right direction here for the adoption of crypto and for us to hit mass adoption as well. Crypto.com has registered with France's markets regulator to operate as a digital asset service provider in the country. Once again, you know, some of this news here is not sexy. It's kind of like boring news, but as an investor, this is what I'm watching, right? Once again, the infrastructure, the on and off ramps, the rails being built here, and we're seeing expansion. And look at when it's happening in the bear market, when people are scared, when a lot of retail are like, oh my God, the prices are down. But these companies, these folks know it's all cycles. We're in a bear market, bull market will come back. They're going to make money. So everybody's trying to set up shop, expand, and so forth. So first blockchain powered reissuer gets a funding boost. A DeFi, a reinsurance protocol, offers accredited investors exposure to massive, uncorrelated asset class of insurance premiums. So this is interesting. Investors from crypto, traditional FI, and insurance are betting on a new decentralized reinsurance platform approach. Re is built on Avalanche with private information is kept on a subnet, the team said. And the team behind InsurTech platform Cover has debuted a new venture, and seed investors bet $14 million that it will work. So once again, new startups, and they're being built on the Avalanche blockchain, capital coming in. That is what you want to see as an investor. Finally, WisdomTree set to launch a digital fund with real-world focus. $75 billion asset manager looks to bring mainstream assets such as U.S. Treasury bonds onto the blockchain. My goodness, guys, the token economy is going to be crazy. Funds share ownership record lives on either the Stellar or Ethereum blockchains. The offering is expected to launch through WisdomTree Prime's digital wallet application in the coming months. Guys, look what's happening. I mean, my goodness, right? It's amazing. The big whales, the big traditional financial firms coming in, setting up funds, starting tokenization, and they're building on the native blockchains of the tokens you guys hold. Whether you hold Ethereum or XLM, which is Stellar, Stellar Lumens, it's happening. And very, very bullish news. I hope you see what's happening. And I hope that you're also exercising patience to see that these things are happening, and eventually they're going to culminate to higher prices. And just look back at history. It's playing out perfectly, right? Adoption, more capital coming in, more building, more real world use cases, and higher prices of the native tokens on the blockchains. All right, my friends, let me know what you think. Leave your thoughts and comments below. Hit the thumbs up button, share this video, and I'll talk to you all later.